Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:16 on this day 26 of Ida Recovery, Friday, September 24th. Joined by Dr. Craig Green, Chairman of the Louisiana Public Service Commission, who is a successful orthopedist at our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge, I guess, and other places. Doc, I got to ask you real quick, how does an orthopedist wind up being a chairman of the Public Service Commission?
Stranger things have happened, huh, Tommy? Yeah. No, it's you know, family had a history of public service, so I think it's important for normal people to try to serve in the public sector if possible.
And I got two replacement knees, so I'm thinking that's infrastructure in a way, right? So it's the same thing,
that's right,
but
that's
just
right.
On a different scale.
Exactly.
Let me ask you about this whole Entergy Louisiana, Entergy New Orleans thing. Do you know how it came to be that Entergy New Orleans was regulated by the New Orleans City Council and not just a different part, or at least lumped in with Entergy Louisiana?
I don't know the history behind it. I do know that different municipalities throughout the state, they control their own, and it so. I'm not sure of the history that led up to it, but I know that that's just the way it is now.
Do you think it would be better if there was no Entergy New Orleans and it was all under the auspices of Entergy Louisiana? It seems to me like an arrangement like that would benefit the company in terms of limited liability, et cetera, where you can be a separate entity at a time, but then you're not. Or do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Well, I think that the principles for governing are going to be the same no matter what. So there could be some economies of scale and whatnot. That's ultimately a decision that the council will make. And if they choose to come under us, we'd certainly welcome that and be willing to do the best we can to manage that. So I think there could be some very positive things with it being under the Public Service Commission.
I think it would too, because I think you guys carry maybe swing a bigger stick. I don't know how to phrase it exactly, but there's no way that Orleans Parish would fall through the cracks with the Public Service Commission, is there?
Oh, no. I mean, our goal is for no one to fall through the cracks, but Orleans Parish is a very, very big deal. And so it would just it'd be its own little nuances that we have to figure out. But I think they're capable of figuring them out and contact as many resources as possible to figure out those nuances. But I think, you know, this is what the Public Service Commission does, and so it'll be very familiar to us.
All right, let me take a quick break, and I don't know if you're in practicing today or operating, whatever. I don't want to keep you long. But I want to ask you about hardening the infrastructure and fixed rate of return, and how do the consumers not wind up paying for anything that the utility does? And maybe you can walk me through that. And also, I want to talk to you about some tendonitis in the shoulder. Just kidding. 8:20 now. Time for traffic on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is currently cool outside. Nice. I hope you get outside, getting a chance to enjoy it. Day 26 of Ida Recovery. Maybe a respite for people that have been suffering so badly through the storm. Aftermath. It's Friday, September 24th. We're talking to Craig Green, Dr. Craig Green, Chairman of Louisiana Public Service Commission. So, Doc, here's what I don't understand. If they're guaranteed a fixed rate of return, then it seems like whatever expenses they have as a result of storm damage and repairing that or even hardening infrastructure, I don't know how you get around the ratepayer paying for that. Am I missing something?
Well, they came up with a mechanism 10 or 12 years ago, thankfully after Katrina, whereby storm cost recovery are recovered through a bond mechanism. So that's just a cheaper way for ratepayers. We're still on the hook for it. But Entergy or any of the IOUs, they won't make money off of storm recovery. They just get reimbursed. And then we have to pay for it in our rates, but through a bond mechanism, which has probably saved us between $600 and $700 million over the last 10 years in what we would have paid otherwise if it would have been the full recovery for the investor-owned utility. So what our plea to the federal government is, because that's going to probably be somewhere around $4 billion totaling last year's storms plus this IDA, is, you know, can you help with that? If you're going to give $100 billion a year globally to fight climate change, how about $4 billion for Louisiana in the last 2 years of storms? Because that would dollar for dollar offset what the ratepayers have to pay for the restoration efforts.
Absent that, though, because they are guaranteed, what is it, 4.5%, something like that?
Yeah, whatever the bond rates are at the time, but it's going to be 4.5% instead of 9.5%.
So you can dicker back and forth, and I'm just asking for the listeners here who don't deal with it on a level that you do, we are going to wind up paying for it one way or the other.
Yes. Yeah, so
absent any FEMA help.
That's right. That's right. We have to pay for the damage. And what that would look like probably is, I think, $10 a month for 15 years or something. That's what it's looking like. The final calculations haven't been made yet.
In terms of the rate of restoration, and generally speaking, as far as Entergy Louisiana goes, are you satisfied with it? And is the commission, I don't know if you can speak for them or not, generally speaking, I know you guys had a meeting, satisfied with what Entergy was able to accomplish, Entergy Louisiana?
Well, on the one hand, we're very grateful because they do something that none of us could do on a scale that none of us could accomplish. So to have 27,000 linemen, there's 31,000 poles that are damaged. The linemen are heroes. It really is amazing to see how hard they work. I think there were 27,000 linemen from 41 states. It's just mind-boggling. So on the one hand, we're very grateful. It's impressive they could do some of the things they did so quickly, given such a bad storm. On the other hand, what I've asked them to do and what we plan to do is a post-mortem of sorts to say, well, what could y'all have done differently or better for next time? It does depend on whether it's a water event or a wind event. This was clearly a wind event. So we're going to say, okay, look, yes, great job, thank you, but how could we do differently and better next time?
I think it's a good idea with anything. We only have about 30 seconds left. One thing that concerns me, Doc, is a lot of the repairs, and especially in my neighborhood, are poles tied to poles with rope, wires that are spliced and wrapped around each other, and it seems to be temporary repairs. And look, I understand that. I'm glad they did whatever they could to get the power back on. But is Entergy going to have to make another pass and make permanent improvements, and how concerned are you, as we still have some of hurricane season left, that if another one comes through, it's going to be even worse?
Well, the idea is to go from restoration to rebuilding to resiliency, and that takes time and money the further we get towards resiliency.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. Have a good day, all right?
Hey, take care. Thank
you, Matt. Dr. Craig Gassaman Green, MD, chairman of Louisiana Public Service Commission, will come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.